Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on a thankful Thursday. Yes, indeedy, thankful. You know what? In the light of everything going on, I still think we need to play the thankful sound effect one more time. Just play it. Just play thankful.
You got to be more thankful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Have you said thank you once?
Thank you!
Nice. Well played, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. No, by the way. David at Bucky's chimed in. He says, JP is taking Texas game two in the WCWS championship. What?
He's asking softball championship.
I was like, I wasn't tracking.
I have to say, since Alabama got booted, I've kind of not paid attention to softball as much. So I can't give you a fair answer.
You can't
on that.
Do that. You can't be JP on sports if you're going to be JP just on Alabama sports.
Well, I got to be honest. I don't watch much softball out of Alabama.
Okay, there's that.
I think that's the honest answer.
Jim from Athens says, I really hate it when supposedly adults act like two-year-olds. Yep. They are both better than that. Or are they? He said, social media is not a place for this. Face-to-face, work it out. Yes, this is fodder for the dying Dems. I want to get onto both of them. I put my britches on the same, but mine are Wrangler. Nice. David from Huntsville, Elon Musk did add votes to Trump and so did RFK Jr. I agree with that. I mean, I don't think anybody denies that. I think that Trump did a lot for the campaign. I know that Trump is using that as a bludgeon right now. That's a lash out. It's like one of those things you say when you're angry and then you regret having said it. I would like to think that Trump would regret saying some of these things, but the reality is, I think the world knows that Trump built a coalition. He did. And Elon Musk was definitely part of it. And Elon buying Twitter back in 2022 was a huge part of it. I cannot imagine what our life would be like right now. If we, like right now, you and I, we're streaming, Right Side is streaming on Twitter. I guarantee you, if he had not bought Twitter, we couldn't stream. Definitely not.
We'd be, you know, taken down for the second we questioned anything. Look
at my Facebook account. Had like thousands of followers. I was locked out of it forever. And all of a sudden, it just came back.
Yeah. I mean, but it's, like you said, if you're going to have people... the reason Trump won is because he assembled a team of not just Republicans. He took former Democrats and, you know, people who have, you know, come to the light, like RFK, like Tulsi Gabbard, like Elon. So that inherently means you're not going to agree on 100% of everything because you got people with different backgrounds and stuff. So if that's going to happen, it can't be blown up like this.
No, it can't be blown up like this. This is awful. This is. Tammy Huntsville says, quit calling it Twitter, please. I can't help it. I had like 8 to 10 years of calling it one thing.
I got bullied by Dale Jackson every time I called it X because he refuses to call it X. It's always Twitter. So I got bullied for calling it
I will
it the
say
right
it's
name.
Easier to call it Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's easier to, when you say X, you feel like you're supposed to say something else. And there's nothing else there. Mm-hmm. X. It's on X. And what do you say? Are you Xing? At least you could say tweeting.
I think he said they're actually still called tweets. It's according to Elon. So
really?
He said they're still called tweets, but it's X. So.
And they did get rid of hashtags, which I'm fine with that.
Yeah, well, I think you can still use it, but they're meaningless. They don't do anything.
Yeah, the algorithm doesn't need it to make things work. I sound like I know what I'm saying when I said that. I don't want to brag or anything, but I understand there's a word called algorithm, and I used it one time, and I think I even spelled it right.
It's like one of those make you sound smart words.
Algorithm?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name? My name's Al. Last name's Go Rhythm.
Go Rhythm.
Oh, my gosh. Mike from Florence, Alabama says, the Trump Musk thing reminds me of a contractor I worked for. Weekly safety suggestions could get you a reward. I got a stainless tumbler one week, but the next week I got laid off. He said, I wasn't pissed off about the layoffs. It was common in union contract work. I was ticked, though, that a legitimate safety concern with a simple remedy once again went ignored. Musk found some cuts. They were mostly ignored other than a pat on the back. He'll be remembered as having done nothing with Doge. You know what, Mike? I don't know that's true yet. The House is working on a bill right now to codify some of these cuts. A lot of the cuts he put in are being jammed up by the courts, not by the Trump administration. Trump is trying to lay people off, and then the courts say you can't. Trump is trying to not have USAID, and then the courts say you can't. We have definitely saved billions and billions of dollars because of what Doge did, and I really think that it'll stick if we can get past some of the hurdles that the libs are throwing in the way of getting it done. Now, I also believe this. There's a vast difference between being a conservative and being a Republican. And we have some weak sisters up there in D.C. right now who are content to go, well, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I got to take the pork home. I got to take a little something, something home to my people. You know what I'm saying? Don't cancel that grant. Just cancel his. Don't cancel mine. So we got some of that going on, I know, and I guarantee it. But he is, like, at war with Harvard right now. He's cutting all these ridiculous grants. He's cutting back on, you know, $20 million for gay Sesame Street in Baghdad. He's just... So things are happening. We want more, but don't think nothing happened. What you got?
And I don't even think he's that upset about, well, let me say, he's probably upset about it, but I don't think this blow-up was about the Doge cuts not being codified yet. It's the fact that he did all of that to cut $250 billion, I think, was the final amount in spending. And then the Trump administration is like, great job, Elon. Anyways, let's get a big, beautiful bill that adds $2.5 trillion to the deficit in 10 years. So I think he's like, okay, I did all of that for what?
So you think this is absolutely an ideological argument?
I really do think so. If people are going to claim it's the EV mandate, I don't buy that.
I think people are going to claim anything, but right now what we can claim is, boy, they are getting petty with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, like, petty. Like, I don't know who has the ability to get either one of their ears in a meaningful way.
Yep.
But somebody needs to get both of them off to the side and go, stop, for the love of God, man.
I mean, I don't know if it has to be, like, a Trump Jr. or somebody that may be friends with both to be like, hey, guys, knock it off.
Yeah.
This isn't hurting us.
Jay from Hartzell says, Elon's a businessman. Once he figured out that he spent millions on getting Trump elected and got very little return, he turned. And Jay, I disagree. I don't think he got very little in return. He didn't ask for things that we know of. He didn't ask for things. In fact, he can't knowingly ask for things. But look what he did by rescuing the astronauts. He went up there and got them with his Dragon spacecraft. Look what he did with Doge. And we don't have a USAID, you know, paying for, sex change surgeries in Guatemala anymore. And look what he did with, you know, any number of other things. And then, by the way, I think that we have just, is my microphone?
Your microphone was moving. Like it was slowly moving down.
Is that what that was? Yep. I thought you were tapping on your mic over there. Okay. I just tightened it up.
There we go. Yeah.
Now it's better. I don't have the sound of something. Okay. Anyway, but the bottom line is this. I think that I don't think there's anything out there that he didn't get. I think I agree with JP. There's an ideological bent to this, and then the ideological bent got personal, and now the personal is getting ugly, and now it's like we went from, you did, to they're having a full-blown fist fight in the public eye.
I think Trump is used to whenever he calls somebody out, they just tuck the tail between the legs and go, okay, and go, because they know they lose. But then you got Elon, who just shot it right back, and then Trump shot it right back, and now it's just out of control.
Yeah. Tom from Decatur. By the way, Elon better not deplatform Trump.
Well, I saw a joke about that, and then somebody else said we're about to get a tweet about deporting Elon sometime soon.
Please stop. Bruce from Springville from earlier says Trump and Musk need to stop acting like children and do the jobs we the people hired them to do. There you go. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I don't think what Ukraine did was okay. About the discussion we had earlier about the drones. He said, I don't think what Ukraine did was all that epic. If Ukraine can do it, Russia can do it, especially since Ukrainians basically are Russians living in another country. He said, what Zelensky did is just going to get more innocent Ukrainians killed. Well, I mean, John, that's right after they just had an entire missile barrage that launched into civilian sectors of, listen, I don't agree with that. I think that what happened was you had them both being called out to come to the peace table. And then while they're going to the peace negotiation table, Russia decided to launch a massive missile barrage. And Ukraine said, we can't go to the peace table looking like the ones who don't have it going on. So we got to have our own. And so they launched what they've been planning for 18 months. And both sides then went to the table saying, with bloody noses and black eyes, how do you like me now? That's what we got. It's not just, and by the way, they just did it inside of Russia. So what they did was prove they can also, Ukrainians are getting killed, Russians are getting killed, and there's been a lot of them getting killed, both sides. It's another thing that's got to stop. Do I have any more real quick? One more. Steve from Madison. What a complete embarrassment. This is the kind of thing that will make us lose the House and Senate next November. The big, beautiful bill is a big, bad bill, and we all know it. There's aspects of it we really need. They better get something passed that has those tax cuts in it, or all of us are going to face the biggest tax increase in the history of the United States. So there are pieces of this they've got to get done. And here's the other thing. It just freaking passed the House. Why are we fighting over it now? Everybody saw it coming. Everybody saw it get debated. Everybody saw it have to go through the entire committee process to the floor of the House. They stayed up all night. They fought down the Democrats. They kept the filibusters from going, and they got it done, and they passed it to the Senate, and now all of a sudden we're going to fight over it? Yeah, I will say this. There's a little political disingenuousness going on there, because if you're going to have a fight over it while it's going. Don't fight over it when it's halfway to the finish line. I've seen this happen in Montgomery when people are like, we'll just kill it in the House. It's easier to kill it in the House. Or we'll kill it in the Senate. Or I ain't passing it till I know what the Senate's going to do. They do that crap all the time. If you don't want to pass it, don't pass it at all. But don't let us spend all the political time and capital that it takes to get it done and then leave the Speaker of the House sitting there going, well, why didn't you argue with me back then? Why are you arguing with me now? Mike from Florence says, great idea. This is JP. Great idea. Trump Jr. is the mediator. Elon and TJ need to show up at Mar-a-Lago with McDonald's.
Hey, I think the only person that Trump would listen to maybe somebody his own family. So
that's been the thought for a long time, is that there's very few people that truly have his ear unfettered.
Mm-hmm.
JR from Rogersville says, Colonel, that's a long text. He goes, concerning Trump and Elon, it's been my experience when dealing with very successful men and women. They have an enormous ego. Okay. When anyone mentions Elon or Trump, not just a specific community, no, but the entire world knows of whom we speak. As far as the big, beautiful bill, there's only so much that can be done with a simple majority. To do what Musk wants done, it would have to be done through regular order. I agree with that. At the moment, this is not regular order. No one will get all that we want. I cannot recall a time that two men needed each other for both of them to reach a common goal. If and when this gets back to the House, my concern is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She stated she will not vote for the bill unless certain changes are made. The question that I ask is, do we make a step forward or three steps back? It's where we are, JR. Great analysis. I'm taking a break. Let's take the break right now. We'll come right back. I got to move to another dipper. Which one do I want? Thought Police or Rats Jumping Ship? They're both something else. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.